Have you cleared your throat? Elliot, can you clear your throat? Good.
We're ready to go.
I've been ready. I'm born ready.
You just spat some biscuit.
I genuinely think that was your biscuit.
I know, but now I'm really worried.
What?
Because I was eating a biscuit and then suddenly some appeared on my lap and then I ate it and then you said I just spat that at you.
I was joking.
Anyway, welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
Oh, that was it?
I don't know. Would you want a better intro? Do it then.
Hello, welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? With Harriet Kemsley, Sunil Patel and Elliot J. Fallows.
That was really good, actually.
Thank you so much.
Nice stuff. Yeah, good job. Thank
you. That was really good. Have you been practicing?
No, I don't need to practice. Just bang it out in one take. Do you know who else does that?
Who?
Jay-Z.
What?
Have we started?
Did you hear about 50 Cent buying...
Oh, that was very funny.
...buying the seats in, was it Ja Rule's...
Yeah, he put 200 empty seats in the front rows.
Did he actually do that though? Because if you
know,
think about that logistically, it would take him a very long time because you can only buy like 8 at a time. And I imagine he's very busy. Like,
do you
I can't
honestly
imagine
think he
him
did it himself?
There.
I think he got someone else to do it.
This is what I'm saying. I can't imagine him sitting there buying 8 tickets and then refreshing it and going back and making sure he gets the 8. Because you don't want to accidentally get one where you miss one and then there's someone sat in the middle because it undermines it. So we have to go
That'd
through it.
That'd be even worse though,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think he phoned someone and said, can you do this? And they did it.
Oh, maybe a tout.
No, sort of an assistant.
An assistant, yeah. Probably they did that. Because I thought, actually, a more inventive way he could have done, you could spell something as a message from the empty seats.
You could do.
You could spell, like, F-U or hi, yeah, if you wanted to be less aggressive.
But no, that you people might move around. You can't guarantee that.
No, because everyone sits, they have a seat.
Yeah, but if it's an empty seat next to them, they'd be like, oh, I might just move across one so I've got a perfect view.
Oh, that would absolutely fuck up the message.
Yeah.
And you've probably spent a lot. That we're just saying, theatre is very expensive.
Well, if you've read,
it's not theatre, is it? Would you?
Well, it's half price
theater.
Tickets for Ja Rule, isn't it?
Oh,
shame though. I feel sad for Ja Rule now.
I didn't know Ja Rule was still going.
I think it might be his big comeback. I don't know.
Oh no!
Very sad. I don't know what. I don't. They had a feud, didn't they? They had a bit of beef.
Why did they have a feud?
I don't know. Some time ago though, and I'm surprised he's still going on about it. But he's got form for this sort of stuff. 50 Cent. He's not a man that.
He's not a people person, is he?
He's not... What?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah. He's quite antagonistic.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, look at the way he grew up.
How did he grow up?
Like, in pretty rough circumstances.
Did he get shot?
Got shot 9 times.
That's a lot. Like, once is an accident and, like, nine you're really trying to
like
shoot
you.
Someone.
Yeah.
Was it on the same occasion or different times? Because that's
actually
quite unlucky.
I don't know,
actually.
I think it must have been on the same occasion. Not 9 separate times.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would, by the 9th day, you'd be like, guys,
please.
Please. I just...
Or you'd toughen up and turn into who we know now as 50 Cent.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you know, when they, like, you know, Vikings. No, Spartans. They, like, they get their kids tough from an early age by, like, leaving them out in the wilderness.
Why?
And if they die, then they weren't meant to be warriors. So...
How did he find them again, though?
They had to come back. They were like, go out there for a bit, sort yourself out and come back when you're a man.
How do they know when they're a man?
When they've, like, killed a bear or something. I think that's Vikings.
I don't know about this.
Okay, well, sorry about that. But, yeah, why did you bring up the 50 Cent thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He lost all his money, didn't he? We've got to get off 50 Cent.
50 Cent
in a
didn't lose all his money.
He lost all his money.
He filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy, which means that no one can take his money. He can say, I haven't got enough to pay this, and then they take their time over it. He didn't have no money left.
Not
He's
a people
absolutely
person.
Fine. He sold that drinks company to Coca-Cola for like $200 million. And all that Bitcoin he found he had, he didn't even know about the Bitcoin. Because years ago, he sold his album and he said, yeah, I'll accept Bitcoin payments. Forgot all this Bitcoin was in an account and suddenly he realised, oh, it's worth millions.
What a happy ending to the story.
Every 50 Cent story has a happy ending for 50 Cent.
He's really, like, he's dealt with a lot, but he also has always come back.
Yeah.
That is the tale for our times.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish him the best with this general
If anyone's
feud.
Interested in 50 Cent and his life's work and philosophy... I recommend the book The 50th Law by 50 Cent and Robert Greene.
Who's Robert Greene?
The guy that wrote it with him.
The guy that wrote it?
With him.
I mean, he wrote it,
didn't he? Yeah, he wrote a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll read it. Do they have it on audiobook? I'm very into audiobooks. Yes. Okay, well, I could listen to it on the treadmill.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for your... Any other book recommendations, or is that the only one?
I should have given out some sort of code so I get a free audiobook when people buy it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, well, anyway, any other audiobook recommendations, did you say? No.
Okay. That's the only one you've read?
I haven't listened to it either.
You only read books by...
What?
50 Cent.
No.
He's your favourite author.
He's my favourite author.
50 Cent, your favourite author.
Probably Graham Greene.
And 50 Cent.
Well, 50 Cent, well, that's a biography, isn't it? That's not an author, you know.
If you write it yourself, it's an autobiography.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's sort of half biography, half self-help book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he really one to give advice?
As you literally just said, he bounces back and it always ends nicely for him.
But then you feel like it's his fault. it's his fault, isn't it?
If Ja Rule shoots him tomorrow, who would you be sad for?
Khalees.
Was she married to Ja Rule? No, she was married to Nas.
Oh. I'd still feel better for Khalees.
You're talking about Ashanti. Was she married to Ja Rule? No, she did a song with him.
Did she die in a plane crash?
That's no. Aaliyah.
I don't know who I feel sorry for. Eminem.
Well, he's fine.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm worried about him. Because everyone keeps talking about Hailey.
Is that his daughter?
Yeah, because she's grown up and she's attractive and everyone keeps... And he's not going to like that.
He's dealt with it quite well so far.
What did he do?
Well, I think someone mentioned her in one of their songs and he absolutely tore them apart.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good. Well, I'm not worried about him anymore.
You know, you wouldn't be... He's powerful enough not to... I don't know what I'm talking about, do I?
It seems like you do, actually. I feel like we've got on your specialist
subject. Well, you're talking about rap, aren't you? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're talking about...
Great. Okay. So what have you been up to?
I don't know. What did I say I've been up to?
You said you went to a 2-year-old's birthday party. You said in the last month.
Yes.
You went to a 2-year-old's birthday party. That was the main highlight.
Shout out to Zoe. Hope you're enjoying your second year.
Zoe, is that the baby?
Well, it's her third year now, isn't it?
She's entering her third year.
Yeah.
Has she achieved a lot?
I think she started jumping off steps.
Wow.
She was having a good time on her birthday.
Did you get her a present?
Huh?
Did you get her a present?
No, well, I went down there, didn't I?
That's not a gift. I totally forgot because I didn't even think about it.
I was just like, oh, yeah, it's 2-year-old's birthday. Yeah, no, really bad form. Could we edit this bit out?
No.
Please.
I'm going to make it louder.
Why do you want to edit it out?
Because
you feel ashamed?
Yes.
You could send her...
Matt and Susie, I'm very sorry for not buying Zoe a birthday present.
It's on the way, it's in the post.
I got you a wedding present.
What did you get me?
I gave you a bunged a few quid in that account.
What account?
Isn't that what people do?
What account?
They give out an account number and they say, oh, we're going
Absolutely not. No. You never got me anything. You said you were going to get me a painting. Made all the big talk about how you're getting me a painting.
Did I?
You didn't get me nothing. Yeah.
Of me?
No, not of you. Although I will accept that. I will accept that as a present.
I got you a Christmas present, but you refused it.
That's because you'd already put it in your mouth. You can veto presents if they've been in your mouth.
I hadn't put it in my mouth.
It had been inside your mouth.
Yes or no?
Part of it had been in your mouth.
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Liar.
It's a spray. How do you put the thing in your mouth?
You put it inside your mouth to spray.
No, you don't. You spray it from outside your mouth.
Well, I've been doing it wrong.
Well, yes. What are you spraying into your mouth?
Don't turn this on me.
Why not?
So you didn't get her anything.
No, but she had a nice day.
Well, maybe she was putting on a brave face.
It was exhausting. There's a lot of children.
Snell is covering his face right now because he's
ashamed he
didn't get her a present.
What I didn't realise was how much, how exhausting it is being a parent. And you always know it's tiring, but just like seeing it in action is quite... You don't get a single second to yourself.
That's what you found after spending a few hours with children?
Yeah.
You felt tired.
No, I didn't feel tired because I wasn't doing anything, but it's like, as you know, seeing my friends, that it's tough, it's hard work.
Yeah. Mm. I've heard that, actually.
you can hear about a lot of stuff, but seeing it is a different
before,
thing, isn't
that
it?
It's tough.
Yeah, but when you see it, you're like, oh, that's the reality of it. And it's
just like exactly what people say happening in front of you. Yeah.
What have you done?
I've been all over the place. I've been very busy.
Mm.
I've been to Romania,
London.
Spain,
You've
Reading.
Been You've been on holiday. Did you go on holiday?
No, I've been gigging.
In Spain?
Yeah, I went to Barcelona.
Oh, lovely.
But in Stitches. Correct pronunciation. You don't think it is. I thought it was Stigay.
Okay.
But it's not. It's Stitches.
So it's a comedy club in Barcelona?
Yeah, just outside. And me and Bobby did it, and we did stay an extra day, so we did have a little holiday.
Whereas the Romanian one, you...
The Romanian one, did the gig and I left. Didn't see daylight. Yeah. So that was pretty dumb.
Barcelona's lovely, isn't it?
We didn't actually go into Barcelona. Right. I really recommend it, though. It's this lovely little town. Stitches.
Oh, that's the town.
That's the little, town on the beach.
Oh, lovely.
It was so nice. We stayed there. We stayed in a really nice place.
So why is there an English-speaking comedy club there and not Barcelona? Or why is it there?
There is... I don't know. Oh, Diego. Diego runs it. Shout out Diego. He won't be listening. He runs the club and,
So are there English people there?
A lot of them speak English. There's some English people there, some Welsh people. It was great.
Very interesting.
It was very fun, actually. And nice to get some sunshine. Went in the sea. Big, big day. Was in Aberdeen this weekend. Not as... I was going to say nice, but Aberdeen is nice in a different way.
Good.
More if Aberdeen's you like grey and rain.
Has Aberdeen got a gallery? It's got a big gallery there now. It's a new...
I don't know. We woke up at 3, so I didn't see much of it.
Right. What were you doing there?
Gigs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the old Aberdeen thing. The old Aberdeen gigs. I know somebody went there the other day.
Me?
No, not you. Bobby. Someone else. No.
Who?
Jack.
Who's Jack?
Barry.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you must have done the weekend before.
Yeah.
Are you writing down to cut that out?
What are you writing down, Elliot?
Make it louder.
Who was being quiet?
Neither of you. Mm. Just make the bits louder when it sounds a bit more awkward.
It's like we're being judged from the corner. It's like you're judging us.
Well, we're all judging each other at all times, aren't we?
Don't write that down. What are you writing? What have we done?
Judging you.
I don't mind what he's writing. Just leave him alone. Let him do his job.
So I've been very busy.
That's why we're late with this podcast.
Also, the last podcast we didn't... This was after we'd stopped wrapping it, but there was a physical altercation between me and Sunil.
Oh, we had a fight.
We had a physical fight and Sunil went down.
It was really it was quite distressing,
yeah. Yeah,
to watch was sad. It was like...
Why was it sad?
It was like you were just shoving each other around the room and like falling over.
I was hiding in the hallway at one point.
It was two very slow-moving people.
But also, like, it came out of no... I think both of you are in like a bit of a down mood, and you're...
It was because she untied my laces.
But both of your movement was then just be like, all right, well, let's just beat each other up.
You said you were going to fight me. Oh, it's because Bobby said we should have a fight.
Oh,
that's where it.
It
came from. Yeah, and I think we both got the idea that we should fight.
Well, neither of us actually hit each other.
You went down hard on the deck, though.
Because
and
I was trying
deck,
to
I mean floor.
Because you, when I entered the room again, you were already on the ground, ready to untie my shoelaces.
Yes. Yeah.
So I had to go down.
Absolutely prepared.
To
no,
stop
but you,
you
slipped.
Doing.
You slipped.
No, I actually went to the ground.
Didn't he slip?
I chose to go down to the ground.
No, you did not slipped.
You did fall.
You fell.
I made
you
it look like
fall.
A fall.
So, no, you
did. So I honestly didn't
you
fall.
I chose to go down to the ground.
Don't you both gang up on me.
But you hurt yourself. So you were either saying that you hurt yourself by mistake or you did it on purpose.
I hurt myself by mistake.
On purpose.
I didn't expect it to hurt as much when my knee banged at the hard floor.
The shock on your face, that was pretend. That was pretend shock.
And the noise you made as well, like a high-pitched noise.
What?
It's like a very high-pitched noise as well. You're very distressed by it.
No, it wasn't.
It was, oh no, my knee.
Very good. I'll beat you both up.
You didn't though.
But
tried.
I can do.
I'll beat you both up now. You can't though.
Bring it.
Right, so you're up for a fight. You're not.
I've already beaten you.
You just untied my laces.
You were complaining
I untied
all
yours
week
as
about
well.
How you didn't have. I'm wearing slippers. So good luck with that, mate.
Be easier.
Don't. I heard you did another podcast.
Yeah, I did another podcast and really slagged you off on it.
Is it out yet?
Don't know when it's out. I'll let you know.
What did you say?
I said I didn't like your shoes.
That's so rude.
No, I didn't say
Actually,
that.
Actually, I've got really good shoes.
I didn't say that. I remember saying something about your shoes. I can't remember what.
That you really liked
them.
Oh,
no, saying they were dirty.
They're not dirty.
They were dirty. Your Adidas's. Remember when you just walked through like... puddles in them and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's because of the puddles and because they've got holes into the puddle water
exactly,
goes in.
Yeah. So it was a podcast by Harriet Dyer. It's called Comedians Talking About Sneakers, I think.
She's a very good Harriet, so you should listen to that, Harriet Dyer.
Yeah.
I don't like you going on other Harriet's podcasts and slagging off
it's
me,
a niche. It's a niche I'm exploiting, yeah. Who else is called Harriet that has a podcast?
I don't know.
Do you know any other Harriets?
It's really interesting when I meet another Harrier. I'm always quite excited about it, but they're often not. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, I mean.
I've only met one other Sunil, and he was called Sunil Patel.
Is he the one that told you your name was pronounced wrong?
No, he's the guy that turned up with his entire family to my show a couple of years ago.
So the only other Sunil you've met is also called Sunil Patel?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, I haven't met any other Sunils.
Did he look like you, but like upside down?
Absolutely not like me at all.
But upside down.
Well, I don't know, like an alternate universe.
No,
it's actually quite a common name, but he
didn't look like me.
Did he have no beard and no hair?
He had no beard but hair.
There we go.
What?
You don't.
I've got hair and a beard.
You have a beard. He doesn't have a beard. I bet he doesn't wear glasses.
He doesn't.
There we go. The opposite.
Very interesting.
The alternate parallel universe. Yeah. Well, I actually got an email this week from someone called Simon Kemsley.
Oh.
Saying, and he said, hi, Mum. Uh-oh. Hi, Mum. Thought you'd be on holiday, so I did mention it earlier, but we're coming over next week and we'd love to see you.
Did you reply?
Let me know when it would work. And I said, hi, Simon, as I don't have any children, I think you might have the wrong email. good luck. And he said, you're not Harriet Kemsley of the, I think it's a pub that I maybe shouldn't name, in somewhere in Kent.
Yeah. He said, there's a lot of Kemsleys in Kent, are there?
Yeah.
You must know that Harriet Kemsley then. Because you're from Kent.
I'm from Kent, but why would I know? I don't know. So this is the alternate Harriet Kemsley.
Why is he contacting his mum through email?
The wrong email as well. Also, she keeps signing me up for bloody JD Sports newsletters.
Oh, that you accused me of that.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it as a joke because I kept on joining and then it kept joining again. She keeps joining them on my email. So I bet you think she's the opposite of me. Probably really dumb and ugly.
Ooh. So, Simon Kemsley, if you're listening, Harriet just called your mum
really,
dumb and ugly.
Not really. That was just a joke from a place of insecurity. sorry for insulting your mother. I'm really sorry.
Well, have you cried yet, though?
Yes.
You've had just a nice time, though, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I've been very busy. I've actually taken it very well in my stride. I got an hour and a half sleep in Romania, and then I flew back, and then I slept at an office for an hour, and then I worked all day, and then I drove to Reading, and then I drove back, worked the next day, went to Bournemouth, came back, went to Barcelona. It's been a bit much.
Can't imagine why you drive to Reading.
God, why is that the thing you focus on?
Well, it's stressful.
I'm just saying how busy I am. Yeah, but it's quicker to get back. Mm. And the gig wasn't in central Reading.
Okay.
It was kind of far out of Reading.
All right, yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
Now I feel like a dick. I don't know why.
Why do you feel like a dick?
I don't know. I just feel like I've done something wrong.
You've been very busy though, so.
So while this has been happening, I've been having tooth drama again.
Right, what's happened with the tooth now?
So I went and got my tooth put in finally.
Your new tooth?
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Yeah. So they made me a tooth. So they made me this tooth. On the same day, I got a tooth put in and a smear test. It's a lot happening in one day, both ends. It's a lot.
You really enjoy saying that.
Yeah, it was a busy day. Yeah. It was a really busy day.
Busy day for the old Kemsley body. Yeah,
really busy. So I had the tooth put in and then heavens abound. Next, I couldn't think of the right
phrase. Heavens abound?
Think of the right phrase.
Heavens abound.
Zoot alloy, like that
Zoot
kind of
law.
That kind
of
thing.
Even more appropriate.
Geez Louise, the next week, it was loose.
Oh, really?
The tooth was loose.
Loose in the hoose of your
mouth. The tooth was loose in my mouth that I'd had put in after, you know, this has been going on for so long.
This is the Welsh dentist.
They lost the file in my teeth and they took it out. What?
The dentist who comes down from Wales.
No, he put it in and then it's my dentist at my dentist place. It's been three different dentists.
So where is it in your mouth now?
Yes.
Well, but then, just loose?
No, but then I went back.
Yeah.
And so, well, in between this, we were going to Barcelona. So I found out it was loose the day before and I was very stressed and it was sore, but it wasn't actually that sore, but it was a bit sore and I was worried about it. And then I kept telling Bobby that it was hurting and he didn't give a shit, and so then
karma.
I got upset.
Yeah,
why karma?
Well, do you remember when he broke his arm and you were just drunk?
Yeah, but that's different.
Mm.
Because I was drunk. You can't be expected to be sympathetic when you're drunk. Okay. Anyway, I got upset at Gatwick Airport because he wasn't. I just kept saying, I just want you to give me sympathy for my tooth. He kept saying, I just, have you taken a paracetamol?
Good.
And I said, no, but I will. And it didn't really hurt, but I just wanted him to feel bad because I couldn't eat on that side and it was wobbly and I was worried that I might lose it.
And did you tell him you just wanted him to feel bad?
Yes, I just wanted him to feel bad for me and he wouldn't.
Hard to know who to be sympathetic with here. Because he's got to deal with you.
Me.
He's got to deal with you trying to make him feel bad for something he hasn't done.
Well, he doesn't have to just like, oh, I don't even go, oh, I'm so sorry about your tooth. So I got cross in Wetherspoons.
So if he just said that once, would that have been enough?
Yes. And that's all. We had an argument. I went and I went around Boots and spent far too much money on little tiny toiletries because I was mad. And then.
What'd you get?
I got a little shampoo, a little conditioner, a hair oil, a body wash, a little mini moisturizer, and some tampons.
You said little for everything except tampons.
Tiny little tampons, my tiny vagina. So then eventually he said, I am really sorry about your tooth. Mm. And then I said, that's all I wanted to hear.
But you'd have thought he'd know that by now. That's all you wanted.
Well, it's like training a dog.
Or maybe sometimes he's trying to train you to stop demanding that.
I will never. So it's so pointless.
Can't teach an old dog.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Anyway, so then all that happened. So I had to book in to go and have another appointment with the dentist. Literally, I've been to the dentist 15 times this year.
Yeah,
we
it's
worked
been a
out.
Nightmare, isn't it?
Third tooth I've lost. And they put in, well, fourth if you take the
But why
the
does it keep
one.
Coming out?
The other two, there were wisdom teeth I had to get taken out. But Bobby keeps saying, you lost three teeth this year. Like, as if I'm losing
so
them
So what's
all.
This one that they replaced? It's not a wisdom tooth.
No, it's that one there.
And so what's in there now?
Well, I went back for them to tighten it. And so they had to loosen it before they tightened it. But then they loosened it. Mm. And they somehow, in the process, lost the wrench. Like the tiny
What, in
thing.
Your mouth?
In the dentist somewhere, they lost the tiny wrench that tightens the tooth, and so everyone in the dentist had to look for. I had to get on. We were all looking around the dentist looking for this tiny wrench that tightens the tooth, and so we were crawling on the floor. Like, has anyone
you
seen
were.
The? Yeah, has anyone what? Seen the wrench? And then the people in the dentist, we were trying to find it. We didn't know where it was. So this went on for ages, and then they were like, eventually, like, we don't have the wrench to tighten God. It. Oh, you're going to have to wait 2 weeks. So they just stuffed it with cotton wool. And they were like,
why don't you go to another dentist?
We'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Why don't they just get a wrench from somewhere else?
It's a tiny, like, it's a bit like IKEA. Like, you know, the bits, like, they come with
no,
it.
I don't
like,
care.
They
can pop to another dentist
one.
And borrow one.
Well, you'd think. Like, there's another
Who
dentist
is this
in
dentist?
The building. It's just in Streatham. They're
how
very
are they
nice.
Messing
but I don't
up
know how
everything
this keeps
you've
happening.
Ever done there.
Well, the other one, I was at another one. They were even worse. They were the ones... over Crystal Palace way. He said, there's all this problem. And so then I just had to leave after all this with cotton wool just shoved in and just like a loose tooth again. And then I walked down to Brixton just feeling really sorry for myself. And then the dentist called and they said, oh, hi, do you know what happened to the safety goggles? And I had them on my head. Mm. So they're right here. They're right here.
Don't
so
take
I've
them back.
A pair.
They have to buy a new
I might
pair
hold
now.
Them hostage until I get
find
a tightened
the wrench.
Tooth, until they find that wrench.
Wow.
So
it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot. It has been a lot.
You should resign to it now, having bad teeth. Is there anything? Are there any other teeth going wrong, or is that the last one? Do you think?
What I mean, it's just going to be a constant battle, isn't it?
What was wrong with that last one?
Well, remember, I had to have the root canal, and then they lost the file in the tooth, and then they injected the wrong side, and then that all, and then it split, and then that had to come out, and then they had to make the new tooth. So it's been a long process.
Highest rate of suicide in any profession, dentistry.
Yeah, as you keep saying, yeah. You learn a fact and you like to...
I like it. But they're just bored, aren't they?
Was you said they keep staring into the abyss.
Yeah, but also, like, they keep messing up stuff like this because it's just so... It's not engaging enough for them, is it?
I think it's a very nerve-wracking thing. I would not be able to handle dentistry.
But
I think
but once you've done it on a few hundred mouths, you're fine, aren't you?
No, I would find it very stressful because I'd be very worried I might drop something and then it could fall down their mouth and choke them to death.
I don't think that happens, though, because you've got your throat
closed. It could happen, but then it would fall down and then you would have to not open it, but then you'd panic to scream and then it would fall down.
No.
So would open. No, so no, that's what I would worry about.
And I'm pretty sure they're trained for idiots who do that. People who do that.
Well, I don't know. It's like the thing I was saying, like, I'd rather be a dog walker. No, I'd rather be a heart surgeon than a dog walker.
Why?
Because
you might lose a dog.
Might lose a dog.
But a person, don't matter.
Well, I think people care less.
If someone dies.
But, like, to have all those dogs, that like, you could kill a dog so easily.
You think people care more about one lost dog than a dead
Well, dogs
patient.
Don't care if you kill their owner.
What is this
Do you know
logic?
What I mean? They're just like, we'll find someone else. They don't if you kill someone's dog, they're like, where is the dog? And you literally took it that day. And you're like, I don't know. Like, I tried, but you have to take 7 to make a profit. And I can't look after 7 dogs.
But what about if you kill someone's relative or friend or...
Well, then you say, I'm sorry, there was nothing I could do. That's what you say. But you can't say, I'm sorry, there was nothing I could do. The dog left.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. You got more control over where the dogs are than if someone...
I don't have any control. I would not have any control over a load of dogs. I couldn't do it. I just
don't know what's happening.
We
now.
Need more respect for dog walkers, I think, because
I'm
people...
I'm sure they're happy.
People say it's like an easy job to do. I don't think it is. I think it's
very
stressful.
Yeah, it's always held up as a like, oh, there's look, people out there, anyone for walking dogs.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But I take my hat off to them. I wouldn't want to do it.
Do you wear hats now?
No, but you do. You got a new hat, That's winter right. hat. You've changed your cap for a
Well, it's
a
cold,
bonnet.
Isn't it? It's Not got very cold.
Winter hat.
It's got very cold over the last few days, so I've worn a hat.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the end of that heart surgery bit. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying there, but I understand the general concept.
Yes.
You would be more stressed out in a job where you're in full control than when you're not in full control.
I think actually you're reading too much into it. It's more about the dogs. Also, I'd be very allergic.
yeah, you'd die.
So I wouldn't die, but I'd be sneezing a lot, and then I'd sneeze, and then I'd reach my mouth to stop the sneeze, and then the dog would run off, and you'd go, come back, and people care so much about their dogs.
They care about people as well, Harriet.
No, but dogs, it's just so immediate. Like, to go back every day and be like, I lost it, I'm sorry. Like, ugh, God, it'd be too much.
But everyone knows heart surgery is quite, you know... hard so they
exactly
don't...
well for heart surgery you get the easy job.
Yeah, you should be good at the easy job rather than the hard one.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I'm not going to keep explaining
if you're not going to understand
but you're
what
not
I'm
being
saying.
Clear with what you're saying.
I think I'm being exceptionally clear, and I couldn't be clearer.
Okay, fine.
There's no way I could be clearer if I tried.
Well, don't then.
Okay. What have you been doing?
What? 2-year-old's birthday party.
I had an altercation with my car.
What do you mean?
I think you saw it on Instagram, but...
Oh, someone called you a moron?
Yes, so I parked my car in Canterbury because I had a gig and I was going to go and see my family quickly.
Yeah.
And I went back to the car, and then my sister was coming with me. And so I kind of like squeezed into my car, and then we were driving out the thing and she kept going, I think there's a note on your car, it's calling you a moron. And someone had put a note on my car calling me a moron.
For what?
For parking very close to someone else's car.
It's in a like car park. Okay.
Yeah.
Not on a street.
No, in a car park.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I just didn't think about it.
What? So you parked and then you squeezed out.
Squeezed out.
Didn't think it might be better off moving your car so you can get out more easily.
Absolutely not. No, because I kind of rolled in and then I rolled around and then I was like, that'll do. And then I squeezed out, and then I think when I got back in, I went through my sister's side.
Oh my word.
And then I was driving, but it was very humiliating because they attached it very firmly, so we had to drive all the way up the hill to the uni with it, just everyone like seeing it. It was humiliating.
No one read it, though.
Everyone was walking past going, well, yeah, she's a moron. It was horrible.
It just says
I
moron.
Felt ashamed. Yeah. Who's this moron? Are you turning it down because I'm being loud?
No, don't go for it.
Don't
keep going.
God, pay attention to that.
I feel undermined.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No,
it's my
you're
fault.
Just doing
I'm
your
so
job.
Sorry.
It's not your
just,
fault
okay,
at all.
You're doing a wonderful job and you know
Thank
you're.
You, Elliot.
Okay.
Thank you.
I saw a woman do a really annoying maneuver when I was parked at the post office the other day.
What did she do?
I was parked. And she drove into the car park and thought, oh, I can't be bothered to go in any of those spaces and just park right in front of all the other cars. So she blocked me in.
That I would never do. I would never do that.
No,
did you write a note on her car?
No, no, I was just staring at it. I was wondering, like, how on earth she'd managed to be so selfish.
Oh, did you just assume she was a woman?
Well, I knew her. I'd seen her, and it was only us two in the post office. Okay. And she came in, like, all in a huff, looking for her post. It was the sorting office where you come and collect your parcels. Yeah. She came in, and I was walking out, and I saw the car, and I was like, that can't be her, can it? So I just stood at my car, staring at her car, going, this is an unbelievable thing. I was just so astonished that someone would do that. And then I got angry in my head. And then she came out and I was like, that is ridiculous. And she was really apologetic. And I
felt
bad.
Did you say to her, that is ridiculous?
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah.
And she apologized.
Yeah.
You're not the hero of this at all. And she's not a villain, right? Like,
it turned out nicely.
She's probably just made a bit of a mistake thinking she wouldn't be that long.
There's a car parking space next to my car and two along. There's two extra spaces.
Can you prove that?
Yes. I had a witness.
In a court of law.
I had a witness.
Who's your witness?
Evelyn Mock.
Untrustworthy. No,
new housemate Evelyn Mock.
No.
No.
She's trying to get lower rent. Evelyn Mock.
No. Evelyn would absolutely, she'd take the woman's side. She would not take your
side. Well, she didn't. She was about to get out of her car.
I do not believe that you said to her, that is ridiculous.
Why not?
I don't buy it.
All right, ask Evelyn.
So what did you say? She came out and you said, that is ridiculous.
I went, that is ridiculous.
And what did she say?
She said, I'm moving it.
She apologise?
Yeah, well, she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm moving it.
Mate, you don't know what happened in her day. Yeah,
well, you're attacking this poor woman.
Like,
I don't know what happened in her day, but...
You just had to stay there for 1 minute.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened in her day. She doesn't know what happened
if
she blocked
Evelyn
me.
Where were you and rushing off to?
It doesn't matter. You don't have to take account of everyone's days and then take it on board on your shoulders.
We're moulded by what happens.
Absolute nonsense. There are standards of behaviour.
So what, maybe a dog walker killed her dog that day.
Yeah.
She was rushing to try and release it because it was stuck down a well. Because the dog had escaped and then it fell down a well. And she had to post a parcel.
No, it's not. You collect parcels there. You collect them. You don't post them there.
She had to collect a parcel. The dog had been down there for 3 days. Mm. She had a parcel with some scissors that she needed to... cut the
that's, you know, this is nonsense, right? You've absolutely lost
the,
this
fence to get down the well, and she'd been waiting for this, and she rushed there, and then she got the specialist scissors, and they'd arrived. I'm sorry she didn't park in the space.
If that's true,
I'm sorry.
If that's true, then fine, I'm wrong.
And it is true, because we can prove that.
No, I just say it's definitely her fault, but you know, I don't understand why you're taking her side on this.
Because people can make mistakes, and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
She's just a human. She's got stuff going
Things
on.
Aren't black and white.
No, that's absolutely.
She knows what she did was ridiculous.
You're both talking absolute trash.
You think people are either inherently good or inherently evil?
No, I don't. I think she did a bad thing. I didn't say she was a bad person. You can do bad things.
But maybe she made a mistake. So if you'd seen
what's
my
the mistake? What's the mistake that happened
there,
there?
And said you would have written a note on my car saying ridiculous.
I didn't write a note.
I would have driven up a hill with ridiculous flapping on my car.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? You don't deserve. You think you don't deserve
small.
It? Yeah, but you were an idiot.
Yes, but sometimes I'm going to be an idiot.
Yeah, well, stop being an idiot.
I can't.
But you have to be told that you're an idiot, otherwise you'll never change.
I've been
change.
Told
There's
my
nothing,
whole life.
Nothing wrong with being an idiot.
I haven't changed in any way.
It's just about having some self-awareness, isn't it?
I don't have any self-awareness. No, but I am aware of it. But if I was to move out of the space, I would have then crashed into their car. So, I mean,
what
would
they rather? What are you talking about? How would you have crashed into
higher risk if I had to come out again and then try and manoeuvre into the space?
Should you be on the road?
Well,
probably
I have
not.
A licence, as you do.
Yeah, but I'm a better driver than
whose
you.
Whose car keeps breaking? You,
mine. No, it doesn't. Yours keeps
You've
breaking.
You've had three cars in the time I've had one car.
Yeah, but that's not me crashing them.
Faulty.
Yeah.
Not looking after it very well.
They're worth... I got one for free. One of the cars was free.
Well, you should have appreciated it a bit more than and cared for it.
Right, well, you both lost that because it was an absolutely pathetic defense.
No, you aren't the decider. You aren't the decider.
I think it's
I'm standing
pretty clear
you. You're
that
not
you're
the
both idiots. Nothing, yeah, you, Elliot, you're being dragged into this
There's
as well.
Nothing wrong with being an idiot.
Yes, yeah. There is. Of course there is.
Of course there isn't. That doesn't affect if you're a good or bad person.
I didn't say you were a good or bad person. I said it's bad being an idiot.
I don't think it is. It's not
it's
necessarily
not
bad.
It's not bad being an idiot, actually.
Why not?
We can't all be perfect.
I'm not
and
perfect.
I'd rather be
I'm just saying,
myself
don't revel in the fact you do bad things.
Pretend to be someone I'm not.
I would like to point out that I'm not an idiot.
On your own again, Harriet. So.
I'm saying there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't want that in my house. Yeah.
I don't think there's... What do you mean? Of course there's something wrong with acting idiotically.
Yeah, but that's different
it.
From being an idiot.
This is what I'm saying. She did a bad thing. I'm not saying she's a bad person.
But she might be stupid, and that's fine.
Yes. Also, what? You do idiotic things.
Of course I do, and I should be called up on them.
Okay, well... Remember when you fell down? That was so dumb.
That didn't affect anyone but me, though.
It affected me emotionally. It really scared me.
It really scared Elliot when you fell down.
Well, good.
You fell down really hard, and right. It really scared Elliot.
You aren't even any good at debating this.
When you ate your sandwich earlier, you didn't use a plate, and now there's...
mice.
There's mice. There's mice everywhere.
Now there's mice. I'm sorry I didn't use a plate. I should have said... I'll use a plate.
It's not good enough. Just don't be an idiot.
That was ridiculous.
Fine. Moron.
How do you...
I didn't call her a moron. I said that move was ridiculous.
I'm
what she did.
I'm going to stick my note to your jumper.
Why?
Moron. Exclamation.
You're eating cookies. You had crumbs all over you. There's
you
loads
spat
of crumbs.
On my...
I did not spit any
spat
crumbs
on my
you.
Lap. Then I you... ate it.
There's a cat here. There's not going to be any mice. And she'll eat the cookie crumbs.
A fat cat as well. Maybe she has been eating the most.
Fat, that cat now. Fat, very good to see though that she's got a bit chubbier.
Yeah, it is good, but I mean, she is quite fat. There's been the poor cat though. It's been all go. Actually, I think she's part of the problem.
Mm.
So I've told you about her fight with a black cat before, haven't I?
Don't know.
There's a black cat in the garden that they both stare at each other all the time. Yeah, the black cat. She jumped at the black cat. They had a big fight. It was vicious.
Good for her.
Good for her. She's standing up for her own space. Like, it was because it kept coming in the garden. She fought it like viciously. She launched herself at it. Hadn't seen the black cat since.
Good.
Then last week,
there
was a white cat in the garden. Very sweet little white cat. And
left it alone, did she? Left it alone.
It's not a race.
Oh, right.
It's not a race. It's not a story about race.
Okay.
Actually, she doesn't see colour because colourblind. What happens to this. She's colourblind. She's a cat. So this white cat, so I saw it in the garden and then I just kind of like waved at it at the window. It came up to the front door. It climbed up to the window and it went meow. Yeah. And so I thought, oh my God, maybe it's sick or injured. And so I opened the door. It was like midnight and I opened the door and I let it in and I was like, are you okay? And then it was going meow. So I was like, oh no, like there's something wrong with the cat. The
fuck is wrong with you?
It's why I said, Bobby, keep Isla in the other room because there's a white cat. And so then I fed the cat some food and the cat was so happy. And I was like, maybe the cats can be friends. Like, maybe, like, this cat is so nice. And so I was like, maybe they can be friends.
Please fast forward to the bit where your cat fights it.
I opened the door to the living room and Isla was like, oh, hey, whatever. And the white cat was like, oh, this is exciting. Isla launched herself from on top of the sofa and attacked the cat. They were like, mah! Like they were screaming. I thought a cat was going to die. Yeah. They ran through to the other room. I had to run in. I was like, Bobby. And then I had to open the door and the white cat ran off. And we were both so angry with Isla. We were like, I can't believe you'd treat her like that. That was bad behavior. And then Bobby was like, you know, what that happened is we basically just, it's like Isla invited a strange man into the flat. That was like...
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
A strange man in. Anyway, fast forward a few days later, Isla keeps staring out the window. And I was like, what's going on? So I looked out the window in the garden, staring straight at her, was the white cat. And then on top of the fence was the black cat.
Oh.
So they joined forces. And they were both staring straight at her.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
It sounds like a symbolic thing from an old film. Where like,
isn't it?
It's like the past and the future and she just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Your cat's a bad person, though.
Wow.
She's half black, half white, so...
Right.
More it's black, actually, than relevant. White.
Nothing,
it's
it?
Nothing to do
the
with
only
the
person
colour.
Mentioning the race of the cat is you.
The race of the cat. The colour of the... yeah, well...
It's been a busy few weeks.
It's really been busy here. I've been starting... Oh, come on. Well, obviously on her side.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on
my side. Yeah, i.e. not your side.
Whose side?
Isla's.
You're on the cat side?
Yeah.
Well, impressive. She's protecting us, do you think?
She's not protecting you. What, from a cat that you've invited in and fed? She's got to protect your territory because, you know.
Yeah.
If a cat came... Well, there's a cat that comes into our house that I'm not allowed to bring in anymore.
Why?
Because Chris is allergic.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really nice cat.
Not allowed in?
Not allowed in. It's really sad.
What does it look like?
It's a little grey cat.
Oh, no.
Very pretty. It's a very pretty cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I bet there's a lot of fur flying about.
Ooh.
And every morning she comes around and rubs herself on our legs in the garden.
Aww. Mm. You should let her in.
She does sometimes
tell Chris to take a Claritin because it really does help. And also, once you get more used to it, like he'll build up a resistance.
Sure. If we get mice, I'll let her in properly.
Absolutely.
Because I think she used to, before we moved in, she used to be allowed around our house. But then she disappeared for a bit because I went away for a bit.
Oh.
And then when I came, yeah, she's recently reappeared, so. Basically my cat, isn't it?
Maybe it just, you didn't see her because you'd gone away.
What?
Well, if you
neither of us
saw
each other because I was away, yeah.
The cat and you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because she
didn't disappear. You just went away.
No, but then when I came back, she didn't appear again for ages because
so
she thought I'd gone.
You went away.
Because she thought I'd gone.
So you think it's about you specifically?
Yeah.
Pretty arrogant.
Very combative today, aren't you?
It's so
dark. How much longer have we got of this?
It's so dark in here because
how long have we done,
don't have
Elliot?
A light bulb.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I've had enough, to be honest. I've absolutely
Elliot,
had enough.
We got a story?
How have you been, though?
No.
Don't ask Elliot how he is.
Go on, yeah.
I've been right, thanks. Yeah, I had a story about crying for the last month.
Yeah, Elliot's crying. Right,
and I think it's really weird, and I want you to tell me why I'm crying.
Okay.
Me
or her?
Both.
Okay.
He looked at you like he doesn't respect my opinion. It's fine.
I respect your opinion too.
Don't
much, like
rise to it, Elliot.
That's
she's just
really
trying to get.
Sweet,
yeah, she's just trying to get you to say
Elliot.
That.
Okay.
Go on.
<It's cold. laughs> So I was on the tube at night, and I looked over. There's me and two other people in the carriage. Looked over, recognized a woman. As being someone I know from university. And then, sitting next to her, was a man I recognise from school.
Oh.
What?
Wow, that's...
And they were, like, draped around each other and being in love. And they were a couple. And there's two people I know who shouldn't know each other. Because I haven't introduced them.
Yeah.
But, like, they found each other through the universe.
Yeah.
And then I just cried.
Did you say
what
hello?
What is that?
Did you say hello?
I completely
no,
get that.
I don't talk to people who I...
Oh, right. Oh, you don't know them that well, but you know them from school and university.
I know her better.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember his name, but I know he went to school with me. And but also, like, yeah. I always just try and avoid people.
Exactly. Yeah,
not,
yeah.
Like,
if
people,
you see
like,
someone you know,
life.
You have to try and hide, absolutely. Yeah.
What kind of... What?
obviously.
If you see someone you know, you have to try and hide.
Absolutely. The aim is, I once hid for an hour on a train journey from someone I
oh,
knew.
I see, on a long train journey, yeah. You got
yeah, it's,
space,
it's exhausting, actually, it the really hiding. Out, I stayed out the window the whole time.
And you cried, yeah.
But then, so I didn't introduce myself, but then they did notice me crying. Come and ask what was
oh,
wrong.
Oh, no.
Did
and
they
then
recognize
you knew it
you?
Was you.
Yeah. And then I had to pretend the next stop was my stop. I had to get off, even though it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
So they asked you if you were okay,
Elliot.
And you were just like, I'm getting off.
I'm like, I'm fine. And then I got off, let them carry on. So they must have been then discussing, like, I know them, I know him. And the other one's like, no, I know him. And something like that. I don't know.
Did either of them
but
say
like,
your name?
He did.
Yeah.
So he knew your name.
He knew my name.
Oh,
I didn't know his name.
God.
But I was looking at them being like, they know each other and they're falling in love. I don't know what's happening. There's like a story. I was just thinking about the universe. And it just made me cry. I was very drunk.
Is it the vastness of it all?
Maybe. Maybe
so
I was just
what
tired.
When they came over, did they go, are you okay, strange man? And they go, Elliot?
He went, oh, you're right, Elliot, like that. I went,
no.
I'm like, shit, no, I'm fine.
Oh, you're totally blubbing. You weren't just like a tear in the tears
they
in the
came
eyes.
To check
I,
okay,
if I'm if, I if I'm crying, I'm full on crying. Yeah. Like, I'm aww. Always like blubbing.
But it was kind of like wonderment.
I think it was nice crying because you say like, don't make
crying,
it. Sorry,
yeah.
I think it was like, oh, I'm happy for that. But then, am I happy for that, or am I thinking about things being like, how does love happen? And I don't, maybe I don't understand it.
Overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
I
but anyway, I just walked home and cried.
No, I absolutely get it. I Googled what is love the other day, and nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Well, they just say stuff like...
I mean,
what is it then?
Oh, it's chemicals in the brain.
What is love?
It's when you're peeing... they always say, like, oh, you'll know when you know, because no one actually knows.
Yeah.
Because no one can actually put it into words. It's ineffable, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what ineffable means. You can't actually describe it with words.
Don't make Elliot cry again.
He's gone again. Gone again.
I think I completely get that. I think that's a specific...
That's strange, isn't it? How do you know, like, you, if you think you're in love, then you might be like, oh, maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
Maybe if you're thinking about it, means you're not.
Yeah.
Well, I very much think that I am in love. Yeah. But then I was like, but how do you, I had a conversation with a friend of mine and we were like, what is that? I was like, I don't know what it is. And we were trying to, and I was like, I think it's maybe if like most of the time they make you happy when you're with them.
There's, I think there's all sorts of little ways of defining.
It's more good times than bad, but like that's, that sounds so bleak.
You can be in love with someone where it's really bad all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Or is that love or is that
obsession?
Lust?
Or is that obsession? An obsession? That's a different thing. Or codependency.
If anyone knows what love is, please write in.
No, just tweet it.
Just tweet at the beginning a few characters. That would be great.
Or do an Instagram story, whatever.
Yeah, love that. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We're big into Instagram stories all of a sudden.
Did my first one, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What
interesting conversation,
that.
Huh?
What did you do on your Instagram story?
I responded to an Instagram story from someone else about me.
What did they?
What were they saying about you?
They sent a picture of me on a bus with the word "sad" written under it. You both saw it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw it. You can tell
you
who
can
saw
tell
it.
I didn't see it.
All right.
Oh,
and so
I did it,
and I wrote "not" at the top, so people would think I wasn't sad. I was just coming back from IKEA.
That's the action of someone who is sad.
Oh, you were holding a bag.
An IKEA bag. Oh yeah, you texted me because you were drunk, weren't you?
I just saw "not." I think.
Oh, I said "not sad."
Oh, I just saw "not."
Were you drunk?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Was it when I was in Spain?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was
a bit drunk in Spain.
You're asking what I bought in IKEA, which is...
Well, I was curious as well.
Really? You're actually curious about what I bought in IKEA?
What did you buy?
I told you, didn't I?
What did you buy?
Two Tupperware boxes, a coat rack. Sorry, a sort of a coat hook. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Some cutlery.
You always are buying cutlery.
No, I'm not always buying.
What are you doing with
talking about? You know, I'm not always buying cutlery. What kind of accusation is that?
Do you go in? Do you buy it individually?
What are you talking
just
about?
Just get one fork at a time.
The only thing you ever bring to this is that you're buying cutlery.
Somehow I've managed to spend 40 quid in IKEA. God. Oh, yeah, it's because like I got the Tupperware, so I scanned it,
yeah.
And then Evelyn came over because she knows IKEA, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go to IKEA.
Because she's Swedish.
She's like a fucking laser in that place. She spotted from like 40 meters away. I was like, we were queuing up and she was in the queue next to me. She was like, oh, hold on. And I was like, what? She was just looking over in the corner. And she said, hold on a minute. And I waited. She came back and she said, 3 shower loofahs for a quid. So we fucking filled our boots on those. She saw that from a mile off.
What am I going to say? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't use shower loofahs.
Not a shower loofah. What is it? Shower sort of spongy.
Sponge. I don't think you need them.
It's like the little doily thing.
Yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Maybe for the exfoliating action. I don't know.
Waste of a pound. You should dry brush. If you're not going to dry brush.
What's dry brushing?
You dry brush. You get a brush. You brush your body and then you get in the shower and it gets
rid
of dead cells. Yeah. Huh. If you're not going to do that, what's the point?
And then I got some... I haven't finished yet.
Okay. Well,
get off the computer.
For somebody they didn't want to talk about, they got an IKEA. They've already got a long list.
Then I got a little shower bucket that you can use a suction and it goes on your the wall
problem
in the
with
shower.
That is they then fill up with water. Then
no,
this
got holes at the
water.
Bottom.
Oh, it drains itself.
Yeah.
What if something's covering the hole? Then it will.
Well, there's nothing covering the hole, is there?
You put a conditioner in it or something that.
Why are you being so negative about?
I'm just saying.
What have you put in your little bucket?
Yeah, what's in your bucket?
Shower gel.
It's going to cover the hole, and then it's going
to loads of space.
Then you're going to have to empty it every 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months?
Roughly.
Yeah. Just bearing in mind the extra work that's going to cause you and the hassle.
I'm fine with it.
Great. Well, that's good.
Right. Any sad story?
Yes.
We got tweeted one. Did you read that one?
Yes.
I didn't want to read it because it might be too much of a surprise.
Yeah, we've got
might be
not
two. Enough of a surprise.
So this is one that Sophie Duca told me about,
yeah,
that had completely passed me by.
Mm.
So I don't know if you know about this already, but it's a true story. Can you believe it?
No.
Have you ever heard of the Tamworth too?
No. Oh, is it a duck? Is it a fucking duck?
No, it's not a duck. It's like the opposite of a duck.
It's two ducks.
A goose. All right.
The Tamworth too were a pair of pigs.
Opposite of a duck.
Okay.
They escaped while being unloaded from a lorry at an abattoir in the English town of Malmesbury in 1998, same year I started secondary school.
Mm.
The pigs, later named Butch and Sundance, after Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, were on the run for more than a week, and the search for them caused a huge media sensation as well as immense public interest, both in Britain and abroad. There were a sister and brother They were 5 months old when they were taken to an abattoir.
Yeah, I know you said that.
By V&G Newman's abattoir.
Yeah, what happens at the end? They get caught and then what?
Two pigs escaped by squeezing through a fence and swimming across the River Avon, escaping into nearby gardens. They spent most of their week of freedom in a dense thicket near Tetbury Hill.
What a way
as
to go out.
As the story of their escape broke, media interest in the escaped pigs soared across the country. The press dubbed them the Butch and Sundance after the American Outlaws.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
American ABC network and several Japanese media outlets were among the international media to show a great interest. There were nearly 100 journalists on the trail of the Bolshie Porkers. The British reaction to the whole thing is what has caught our attention. After all, we are the makers of Babe, said somebody. The pigs were estimated to be worth £40 to £50 each.
Oh,
and their
that's
owner,
sad.
Arnoldo Giugiuli, boo, a council road sweeper. What? Why was the council road sweeper breeding pigs, taking to a...
Don't know.
That's a confusing...
Very surprised they're only worth 40 to 50 quid each.
Yeah,
that's really sad,
that
isn't
is
it?
Sad.
It's a number.
That is
it's
sad.
Like, oh.
I think they should be worth much more.
Yeah.
They should have just stayed on the truck. There's no point.
Elliot, that is... What kind of attitude is that?
Elliot, you take
well,
that
did
back.
They get? Did they get found at the end?
I'm trying to tell the story.
Yeah, but you keep... All right, go on.
So he said, Arnoldo, he said, oh, he still intended to send the pair to slaughter should they be recaptured. After making this statement, he was offered large sums of money and animal lovers to save the pigs from the dinner table. Eventually, the Daily Mail newspaper bought the pigs from Giugiuli in return for exclusive rights to this. That's a strange twist, isn't it?
So he made a profit. He made more money off it.
So now they own the rights to that
story.
So
he won, yeah.
No, the Daily Mail won.
Well, he didn't.
Harry, have you read this before?
Because it looks like you've got read it.
You always have your mouth open when you're
in
taking
Ashford,
in information.
In Kent, also near where I'm from, where I went to primary school.
Irrelevant.
So why are you connecting this to yourself?
I didn't know
so
about
much.
This story at all.
Because you haven't read it again, have you?
I have. I know the story, but then I'm reading it to you.
No, you're reading it to
at
yourself.
The time
you're going silent.
Serious. Yeah, but I'm trying to skim it to just give you the good bits. Anyway, they were discovered after a week. And they lived. So they were only a few months
Where?
Old, and they lived.
Where do they live?
So they lived in a rehomed at a rare breeds farm in Kent, and they lived together in a luxury pen at the Rare Breeds Centre in Woodchurch near Ashford, Kent.
Lovely.
One of them just died in 2011.
7 years ago.
2011.
Just
yeah.
died.
So the other one's probably
ago.
Dead now as well.
Yeah, they had a good 13 extra years, didn't they?
Yeah.
Fair play to them, I say.
Living in a luxury pen.
Lovely story that, Harriet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Also, they made a BBC One drama called The Legend of the Tamworth 2.
Yeah, and who's got the rights to that? The Daily Mail probably have.
They probably made a lot
of it. Killing off it, haven't they?
So, Butch was put down. 7 months later, Sundance suffered from arthritis.
What?
Whoa. Whoa, wait a minute.
Sorry, whoa. You said they died in 2011, or one of them did? Then he got put down.
Kate Lucas is calling me.
Well, don't answer it now.
I can't hang up. We're on the podcast. She's going to know. Hang on, I say. Kate, I'll call you back. We're doing the podcast. Okay. Okay, bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely obscene, that.
Okay. Sorry, I will get to the end of this. He was getting old and he was having trouble getting
when is this now? 2011. Oh, this is 2011. Yeah. They're fine.
Okay.
Had a good time.
He was on the maximum
end of story.
Dosage of painkillers. And the farm manager decided that it wasn't fair on him. But 14 is a good age for a pig. The staff are considering putting up a plaque in memory of Butch and Sundance.
Lovely.
I find that very
lovely.
Emotional.
That's they very
escaped.
Nice story. Yeah, I like
they
that.
They escaped. Does that not make you feel anything?
Yeah, I think it's great.
They were about to be killed and they ran away. They swam across probably quite a violent river to escape.
The river, okay. I'd be suspicious.
The River Stour, probably, if it's in Kent.
It wasn't. It was in Malmesbury. It was the River Avon.
Oh.
I think I'd be surprised if they knew they were going to abattoir. I think they were like, oh, that looks nice, and then just fucked off over there.
Well, it's nice that they stayed together.
Yeah.
They stuck together.
They could have just legged it off to, like,
I think,
separately.
Well, pigs are quite social animals, aren't they?
Pulled the other one up, probably from out of the
river. Quite clever.
Maybe one of them had to throw a branch and say, catch this, because the river was so strong.
There's a danger of, like, filling in the gaps in the story in your head, which makes no sense. But I think it's a lovely story, and I'm glad they lived a long life.
Think of the other ones that didn't live.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about it, isn't it?
I wish people would stop eating pigs.
Do you think they'd have been alive if people didn't eat pigs?
Yes.
No, they wouldn't.
Why wouldn't they be alive?
Because they're bred to be killed for food.
No, people can have pet pigs.
What was in the sandwich that you were eating without a plate earlier?
Pig.
Yeah, it was pig.
Oh, my God.
It was Butch.
That could have been Butch.
No, you didn't, no, it wasn't. That could was 7 years ago. You think that's frozen. 7 year
could
old
have been
bacon?
Could have been Thelma.
I don't even like bacon.
Okay. You just eat it for the fun of it.
No, it's a lovely story. Thank you.
We also had a sad story from Fiona Martinez. Thank you very much.
Would you
want
to save it? Would you want to do it today?
Oh, should I save it?
Because you're not going to research another one for next time, are you?
Yes. But maybe we'll save it just in case.
Sorry, Fiona.
Got an email, sorry.
Well, don't look at it now.
I know, well, I had to turn it off to read the story.
Right, Fiona, so. We'll do it next episode. Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona. So anyway, RIP, Butch and...
Rest in peace for 7 years
really
ago.
I find it really sad.
Which bit do you find sad?
It's a lovely, happy story.
It's a lovely, happy story.
Well, they died.
Everything dies.
It's sad, though. Do you not find that sad? That
yeah, of course, it's
dies?
Sad when it's you hear the story of everything that dies, but if you don't hear the story, it's just a number or a name, isn't it? It doesn't matter.
Do you think they're just numbers?
If they didn't have names, the names and they didn't have that story behind them, there'd be two dead pigs.
Probably many more dead pigs that we don't even know about.
Well, there's lots.
I'd argue I don't know any other dead pigs.
And that's just as sad, but yeah.
Well, they're the only heroes. You don't hear about pigs. They don't name them. Anyway, I'm sad about it, and I'm sorry that you're not sad. I think it reflects poorly. I thought that would be the one to get you, and it clearly didn't affect you at all because you are cold-hearted
and ridiculous. No,
I only maybe once or twice a week now, so.
Once or twice is still too much when poor innocent pigs have to die.
And I drink oat milk.
Do you? Yeah.
It's really nice, actually.
Yeah. I like their advertising slogan.
Milk, but for humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, right, what have you got to plug?
I've forgotten everything. I am going to be doing lots of gigs next year. But they're not announced yet, so
fantastic.
Save it for next year. Next year I'm gonna be going lots of places.
Great stuff. I'll be at GNL Comedy at the Camden Head on Sunday the 4th of November. So will Harriet. You can come and see us there. Camden Head in Camden.
We'll be trying new stuff though, so it will be ropey.
And then Friday the 9th, I'm at Top Secret Comedy Club in London if you want to come to that. And I don't want to tell you anything else.
Why? Because you're ashamed.
No, because it's just personal engagements and new material gigs.
Thursday, 8th of November, I'm having laser hair removal.
Harriet. Again, then, you're starting the course again.
No, I'm still doing the course.
Oh, dear.
And
what have they got up to on you now?
Oh, it's exhausting. It's it takes
is
a lot of
time.
Is
it the other leg now?
No, you do it all and then you go back and you do it. Oh. Like, it's a long process. Mm. It's a long enduring process. I'm going to be in Edinburgh the 9th and 10th of November at the Gilded Balloon and the Monkey Barrel.
Lovely.
GNL Comedy as well.
Actually, I saw my friend yesterday and she said her face is getting a bit downy.
What?
Sort of hairy.
Oh my God.
What? And I immediately thought of you because you've had the laser hair stuff, haven't you?
Wow. What's she doing about it?
She was like, I don't know what to do about it. And I said, well, you know, Harriet has laser.
No, but not on the face because the downy hair is actually very difficult to remove.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because okay. It's... and actually, if you start removing that, the lady said to me, then it can come back thicker. And people regret it, actually, in the long run.
I'm pretty sure
that's
a myth.
They even started.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I couldn't really see it. But I think if you look at your face all the time, you'll see the down there and it'll be a big issue. But
it is a very big issue. Thanks for bringing it to everyone's attention.
I don't think it's an issue. I can't see any down on your face.
Do you want to name your friend?
No, better not.
Yeah, better not. Yeah, better not. Elliot?
Oh, Sean and Elliot Read the Bible.
Oh, yes. Yay.
Available at all podcast places. People seem to like it. It's fun.
Lovely.
We're up to the Book of Numbers so far. And also, I'm lacking storage space in my room. So if anyone's got one of those like wardrobe organizers, I'll have one of those, please, for free.
What is a wardrobe organizer?
You can get like little boxes you can put at the bottom of your wardrobe. Put your like socks in one, shoes in one, do all those kind of things.
Are you using this as like your personal eBay kind of situation?
I'm advertising the fact that I need that, which
That's
I think is
great.
What a plug is.
What a good idea.
Yeah.
So if anyone has a wardrobe organizer,
or just good storage space for a small room.
I was in IKEA the other day, actually. I could have got you something.
For free.
You could have got you something from there.
For free?
Well,
absolutely not for free, of course.
For free?
You could have got, if you were there, you could have picked him up.
For free?
Oh, yeah, I would have bought him something.
And then you would have.
I could have picked him up a wardrobe.
After everything that Elliot's done for us.
Right, that's the end of the podcast.
Such a shit. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to dedicate this to the Tamworth too.
Me too.
Goodbye. Bye. No, not you. You're not allowed to say anything. Goodbye.
Bye.